This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
The debate is raging about mysterious drones spotted flying over sensitive areas in New Jersey and other parts of the Mid-Atlantic.
The video doesn't really do justice, but when you look at what I'm seeing with the naked eye, you can see it's not a normal aircraft.
We are back on The Week in Philly, and last week we talked about drones being seen all over the state of New Jersey, and really there weren't a lot of answers as to what was going on. Now it seems everyone is seeing drones everywhere, so let's revisit this now and check in with our South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty. And Mike, what are the latest developments here that you've learned?
Well, yeah, so the FAA is now calling for a drone ban in a couple dozen towns.
The FAA says this round of temporary flight restrictions, or TFRs, is a ban on drone flights over critical infrastructure here in New Jersey through January 17th. Now, the Department of Homeland Security put out a statement saying security and infrastructure officials made the request to the FAA, not because there is a threat, but just because they want to play it safe.
Camden, Gloucester, Burlington counties, of course, the joint base is in Burlington County. There's been a number of drone issues there over the years, not related to this, but there is a prison on base. And over the years, they've dealt with a number of people trying to sneak contraband in via drone. So they have the capability there to take these things down and knock that out before it becomes a problem. So it's nothing new to them. It doesn't look like, you know, a major threat here. Some people had been considering, well, what if there's, they're out there searching for some missing nuclear material or something like that. It doesn't seem like that's a plausible scenario. There's also, you know, people seeing things that they don't know what they're seeing. You know, how many people walk around every day looking up at the sky, focused on what's up there? Not many. And then all of a sudden, you know, you hear about the drones, so you start looking up more and you notice, oh, wow, there's a lot of stuff going on up there. Well, you know, they have FAA compliant lights. So you're probably seeing planes and helicopters. You know, some of these drones have those lights as well. I feel like there have been plenty of credible sightings. We talked previously about Congressman Chris Smith and his discussions at the shore with sheriff's offices down there and the Coast Guard, you know, seeing 50 drones fly in from the ocean over the beach. Coast Guard talking about they were following their boats. I'm pretty sure those people know what a plane looks like and what a drone looks like. So yeah, there's plenty of credible stuff out there, but then there's plenty of, you know, typical social media fodder that's unsubstantiated and coming from questionable sources. There's a lot going on, but it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot to worry about.
Yeah, to that point, because that's one of the things I think I have noticed over the last couple of weeks is kind of that theory, like when all you have is a hammer, everything you see looks like a nail. And now that everybody is thinking about drones, everybody thinks anything that moves, you're seeing drones. I know I was at a Christmas parade and a friend of mine was standing next to me and looking up and said, look, there's a drone. And I looked up and that it was just like a light. Is that one of the things I think we've got to guard against here, is just like the avalanche of everybody seeing something, so it has to fit into the preconceived narrative?
Yeah, there's a lot of that. And, you know, I kind of bust my wife's chops all the time because she's always like, look, there's another drone. And I'm like, would you relax? That's not a drone. That's an airplane. Stop it. I don't think I've seen any. I've been taking my daughter out, you know, on drone hunts at night. We haven't seen anything that looks like a drone at this point, but I don't know what's up there. Sure, there could be. There's a lot of panic over something. And once these things sort of break the containment of social media, you know, those of us who are sort of very online, everyone starts seeing the same things. So I think it's going to be a little bit of time before, you know, we see what's actually going on. But this FAA ban hopefully reduces traffic up there and helps the air traffic controllers. You know, that job's hard enough as it is. So hopefully they get a little relief from this ban, too.
You referenced Chris Smith, and we talked about that last week. I know Congressman Jeff Van Drew has been very outspoken about this. Do you have anything from New Jersey lawmakers that have to say about this? Anything concrete, any kind of theories?
No, they're just not happy. I mean, there's a lot of dissatisfaction with the lack of coordination between state, federal, local officials.
Senator Cory Booker isn't satisfied with the lack of info from the feds.
I'm concerned. I issued a letter to ask for more information, and I think there should be a lot more transparency.
And just to be clear, there's been no reports of any of these drones being aggressive or anything like that. You reference that they're just staying in the sky. It's just that people have seen some drones, and then it's kind of unleashed all this other panic, for lack of a better term. But there's been no reports of anything aggressive or anything like that, right?
Not that I've seen, and I follow this pretty closely. I don't think there's anything going on, and we can't know for sure whether there's spying going on, but there hasn't been anything dropped. There hasn't been any sort of attack or fire, you know, shots fired or anything like that.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike. That's KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty joining us, and we will have more of The Week in Philly in just a couple of minutes. Stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.